This is the reading for May 18th. Psalm 138. Lord, I will thank you with all my heart. I will sing to you before the gods. I will bow down facing your holy temple, and I will thank you for your love and loyalty. You have made your name and your word greater than anything. On the day I called to you, you answered me. You made me strong and brave. Lord, let all the kings of the earth praise you when they hear the words you speak. They will sing about what the Lord has done, because the Lord's glory is great. Though the Lord is supreme, he takes care of those who are humble, but he stays away from the proud. Lord, even when I have trouble all around me, you will keep me alive. When my enemies are angry, you will reach down and save me by your power. Lord, you do everything for me. Lord, your love continues forever. Do not leave us whom you made. 2 Samuel chapter 5. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said to him, "Look, we are your own family. Even when Saul was king, you were the one who led Israel in battle. The Lord said to you, 'You will be a shepherd for my people Israel. You will be their leader.'" So all the older leaders of Israel came to King David at Hebron, and he made an agreement with them in Hebron in the presence of the Lord. Then they poured oil on David to make him king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he became king, and he ruled 40 years. He was king over Judah in Hebron for 7 years and 6 months, and he was king over all Israel and Judah in Jerusalem for 33 years. When the king and his men went to Jerusalem to attack the Jebusites who lived there, the Jebusites said to David, "You can't get inside our city. Even the blind and the crippled can stop you." They thought David could not enter their city. But David did take the city of Jerusalem with its strong walls, and it became the city of David. That day, David said to his men, "To defeat the Jebusites, you must go through the water tunnel. Then you can reach those crippled and blind enemies. This is why people say the blind and the crippled may not enter the palace." So David lived in the strong walled city and called it the city of David. David built more buildings around it, beginning where the land was filled in. He also built more buildings inside the city. He became stronger and stronger because the Lord God all-powerful was with him. Hiram, king of the city of Tyre, sent messengers to David along with cedar logs, carpenters, and stone cutters. They built a palace for David. Then David knew that the Lord really had made him king of Israel, and that the Lord had made his kingdom great because the Lord loved his people Israel. After he came from Hebron, David took for himself more slave women and wives in Jerusalem. More sons and daughters were born to David. These are the names of the sons born to David in Jerusalem: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. When the Philistines heard that David had been made king over Israel, all the Philistines went to look for him. But when David heard the news, he went down to the stronghold. The Philistines came and camped in the valley of Rephaim. David asked the Lord, "Should I attack the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me?" The Lord said to David, "Go, I will certainly hand them over to you." So David went to Baal Perazim and defeated the Philistines there. David said, "Like a flood of water, the Lord has broken through my enemies in front of me." So David named the place Baal Perazim. The Philistines left their idols behind at Baal Perazim, so David and his men carried them away. Once again, the Philistines came and camped at the valley of Rephaim. When David prayed to the Lord, he answered, "Don't attack the Philistines from the front. Instead, go around and attack them in front of the balsam trees. When you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, act quickly. I, the Lord, will have gone ahead of you to defeat the Philistine army." So David did what the Lord commanded. He defeated the Philistines and chased them all the way from Gibeon to Gezer. 2 Samuel chapter 6. David again gathered all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000 of them. Then he and all his people went to Bala in Judah to bring back the Ark of God. The Ark is called by the name of the Lord All-Powerful, whose throne is between the gold creatures with wings. They put the Ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of Abinadab's house on the hill. Uzzah and Ahio, sons of Abinadab, led the new cart which had the Ark of God on it. Ahio was walking in front of it. David and all the Israelites were celebrating in the presence of the Lord. They were playing wooden instruments, lyres, harps, tambourines, rattles, and cymbals. When David's men came to the threshing floor of Nacon, the oxen stumbled. So Uzzah reached out to steady the ark of God. The Lord was angry with Uzzah and killed him because of what he did. So Uzzah died there beside the ark of God. David was angry because the Lord had killed Uzzah. Now that place is called the Punishment of Uzzah. David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, "How can the ark of the Lord come to me now?" So David would not move the ark of the Lord to be with him in Jerusalem. Instead, he took it to the house of Obed-Edom, a man from Gath. The ark of the Lord stayed in Obed-Edom's house for 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his family. The people told David, "The Lord has blessed the family of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because the ark of God is there." So David went and brought it up from Obed-Edom's house to Jerusalem with joy. When the men carrying the ark of the Lord had walked 6 steps, David sacrificed a bull and a fat calf. Then David danced with all his might before the Lord. He had on a holy linen vest. David and all the Israelites shouted with joy and blew the trumpets as they brought the ark of the Lord to the city. As the ark of the Lord came into the city, Saul's daughter Michal looked out the window. When she saw David jumping and dancing in the presence of the Lord, she hated him. David put up a tent for the ark of the Lord, and then the Israelites put it in its place inside the tent. David offered whole burnt offerings and fellowship offerings before the Lord. When David finished offering the whole burnt offerings and the fellowship offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord All-Powerful. David gave a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins to every Israelite, both men and women. Then all the people went home. David went back to bless the people in his home, but Saul's daughter Michal came out to meet him. She said, "With what honor the king of Israel acted today. You took off your clothes in front of the servant girls of your officers, like one who takes off his clothes without shame." Then David said to Michal, "I did it in the presence of the Lord. The Lord chose me, not your father or anyone from Saul's family. The Lord appointed me to be over Israel, so I will celebrate in the presence of the Lord. Maybe I will lose even more honor, and maybe I will be brought down in my own opinion, but the girls you talk about will honor me." And Saul's daughter Michal had no children to the day she died.
Chapter 6.
Jesus later crossed to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, or the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd followed him because they saw the miracles that he performed for the sick. Jesus went up a mountain and sat with his disciples. The time for the Jewish Passover festival was near. As Jesus saw a large crowd coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy bread for these people to eat?" Jesus asked this question to test him, but already knew what to do. Philip answered, "We would need about a year's wages to buy enough bread for each of them to have a piece." One of Jesus' disciples, Andrew, who was Simon Peter's brother, told him, "A boy who has 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 small fish is here, but they won't go very far for so many people." Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." The people had plenty of grass to sit on. There were about 5,000 men in the crowd. Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to the people who were sitting there. He did the same thing with the fish. All the people ate as much as they wanted. When the people were full, Jesus told his disciples, "Gather the leftover pieces so that nothing will be wasted." The disciples gathered the leftover pieces of bread and filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the miracle Jesus performed, they said, "This man is certainly the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus realized that the people intended to take him by force and make him king, so he returned to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went to the sea. They got into a boat and started to cross the sea to the city of Capernaum. By this time it was dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. A strong wind started to blow and stir up the sea. After they had rowed 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea. He was coming near the boat, and they became terrified. Jesus told them, "It's me, don't be afraid." So they were willing to help Jesus into the boat. Immediately the boat reached the shore where they were going. On the next day, the people were still on the other side of the sea. They noticed that only one boat was there and that Jesus had not stepped into that boat with his disciples. The disciples had gone away without him. Other boats from Tiberias arrived near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord gave thanks. When the people saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into these boats and went to the city of Capernaum to look for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus replied to them, "I can guarantee this truth. You're not looking for me because you saw miracles. You're looking for me because you ate as much of the loaves as you wanted. Don't work for food that spoils. Instead, work for the food that lasts into eternal life. This is the food the Son of Man will give you. After all, the Father has placed his seal of approval on him." The people asked Jesus, "What does God want us to do?" Jesus replied to them, "God wants to do something for you so that you believe in the one whom he has sent." The people asked him, "What miracle are you going to perform so that we can see it and believe in you? What are you going to do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the desert. Scripture says he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "I can guarantee this truth. Moses didn't give you bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. God's bread is the man who comes from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread all the time." Jesus told them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never become hungry, and whoever believes in me will never become thirsty. I've told you that you have seen me. However, you don't believe in me. Everyone whom the Father gives me will come to me. I will never turn away anyone who comes to me. I haven't come from heaven to do what I want to do. I've come to do what the one who sent me wants me to do. The one who sent me doesn't want me to lose any of those he gave me. He wants me to bring them back to life on the last day. My Father wants all those who see the Son and believe in him to have eternal life. He wants me to bring them back to life on the last day." The Jews began to criticize Jesus for saying, "I am the bread that came from heaven." They asked, "Isn't this man Jesus, Joseph's son? Don't we know his father and mother? How can he say now, 'I came from heaven'?" Jesus responded, "Stop criticizing me. People cannot come to me unless the Father who sent me brings them to me. I will bring these people back to life on the last day. The prophets wrote, 'God will teach everyone. Those who do what they have learned from the Father come to me.' I'm saying that no one has seen the Father. Only the one who is from God has seen the Father. I can guarantee this truth. Every believer has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert and died. This is the bread that comes from heaven so that whoever eats it won't die. I am the living bread that came from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The bread I will give to bring life to the world is my flesh." The Jews began to quarrel with each other. They said, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus told them, "I can guarantee this truth. If you don't eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you don't have the source of life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will bring them back to life on the last day. My flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood live in me, and I live in them. The Father who has life sent me, and I live because of the Father. So those who feed on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came from heaven. It is not like the bread your ancestors ate. They eventually died. Those who eat this bread will live forever." Jesus said this while he was teaching in a synagogue in Capernaum. When many of Jesus' disciples heard him, they said, "What he says is hard to accept. Who wants to listen to him anymore?" Jesus was aware that his disciples were criticizing his message. So Jesus asked them, "Did what I say make you lose faith? What if you see the Son of Man go where he was before? Life is spiritual. Your physical existence doesn't contribute to that life. The words that I have spoken to you are spiritual. They are life. But some of you don't believe." Jesus knew from the beginning those who wouldn't believe and the one who would betray him. So he added, "That is why I told you that people cannot come to me unless the Father provides the way." Jesus' speech made many of his disciples go back to the lives they had led before they followed Jesus. So Jesus asked the 12 apostles, "Do you want to leave me too?" Simon Peter answered Jesus, "Lord, to what person could we go? Your words give eternal life. Besides, we believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus replied, "I chose all 12 of you, yet one of you is a devil." Jesus meant Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. Judas, who was one of the 12 apostles, would later betray Jesus.